Moving to item E, Virginia Saltwater Fisherman's Journal Public Outreach Project, Mr. Joe Griss.
Good evening. Non-fishing pier item, fishing tournament item. Okay. Some of you may be aware that we have an online volunteer angler website for getting journal entries and trying to get catch and effort information from recreational anglers voluntarily. You're very aware of the Marine Sport Fish Collection Project. We started that back in July 2007 with the freezers. But this project, the Virginia Saltwater Fisherman's Journal, actually started at the exact same time. The difference is we came before the board and asked for money for the freezer project. We didn't come asking for money for this project. So this project's operated fairly independently in the last 5 years. Now, what we've been doing with it, trying to have this as a kind of a budget-minded project, is get the information out to the anglers through meetings with clubs and trying to do some things online and get information back from the anglers. So if they go out and do a fishing trip, try and get some information from them. What did they catch? How long was it? Did it keep it? Did they release it? And get that information, make it in a usable form that we can then turn around and use it with fisheries management. But what we found over the last couple of years is that we're having a bit of a problem. Right now, today, we have 2,923 individuals registered on the Saltwater Journal site. Okay? It's a fairly good number, almost 3,000. But when we start looking at the information being provided, we have very few of them actually providing information. Back in 2007 when we started, we started in July of 2007 for a reference for on 2007 numbers. We end up with 564 catch reports, that's all of them, from 82 different individuals. Okay, 82 out of 1,000 at that time. For striped bass only, 188 of those reports were just striped bass and 125 were just for flounder. Two key species we need information on for catch and release. But you'll see as it's been going through the years, we've started tailing down. As recent as 2011, we only had about half the anglers providing us information that we had back in 07, only 42. Only got about half the reports, 244. The catches for striped bass only, basically a third of what we were getting before. Summer flounder, a little bit more than a half. So it's not working out exactly what we wanted it to work out for in collecting data. But again, we've been doing this as a non-cost project. We've been volunteering our time. The design of the website was volunteered by staff. They put into it. A lot of the stuff is just donated time trying to get this to work, low budget. We built the website to be very versatile. Not only can you do your fishing reports, but you can actually search these fishing reports for the ones that clicked on and said, yeah, you can share some of my information, like just what I caught and basically where, not exactly. So you can look up where fish were caught, maybe what reef specifically you caught it at. That information can be shared. We also had links in there. We can go to the citation program, the artificial reef program, the game fish tagging program. There's mandatory reporting for trophy striped bass. We made this an option instead of the paper forms to do your reporting. Instead of having to send in that paper form, you can go online and do your reporting this way. Same thing with tilefish and grouper, which is a mandatory report if you catch tilefish grouper recreationally. We made the site versatile to do that type of reporting also. We've used some of the data already, a limited amount of data, but we have been able to use some of it already for striped bass and for flounder, mostly for summer flounder. Some of the more recent size limit reductions that we've had in this past few years, some of the information from the Saltwater Journal was able to be used, mostly in combination with the game fish tagging program, but not independently by itself. The sample sizes are just too low for us to use it independently at this time. So we've been doing this for 5 years, and we've tried a lot of different methods to get the word out, basically piggybacking on other projects. We, through the Virginia State Fair, put out information cards about the size of the reg cards. basically telling people what this website's about. It's a free service. You can go on there, use it to your heart's content, keep your own personal private journal on there if you want about your fishing trips, and go back and look at it. The only one to have direct access to all the data is the staff. We also had the shirts. I brought up the Marine Sport Fish Collection Project for a reason. One of the emblems that has been on the reward shirt for that program in the past has been the emblem for this program. Currently, it's the FIP, the Fisherman ID program, is the current emblem on that one. But we will be bringing this one back in the near future. And, of course, you all do remember how popular the shirts have been with that program. So it gets the word out in a different way.
Mine's about worn out.
We can take care of that. So,
mine too.
Joe, mine's worn out.
See you after the meeting. So, all right, so this approach. Okay, it's a new advertising. We've tried a lot of different methods. We've seen our numbers go down. We want to try something else. But to do so, we need some funding to do it. So it is a new advertising approach that we'll keep doing what we are doing and add this on. We want to basically have this be a one-time request to you. I'm not looking at coming back here next year or the following year about this, okay? Just one-time request. But it's a three-year project. The amount of money we're requesting will allow us to basically do advertising for 2 years and have the third year be a follow-up, kind of see how it worked out without the advertising and do a comparison. We only had two years in print, Chesapeake Angler Magazine, running it every other month. We want to do 2 full years radio advertising on the Fishing Tidewater Show with Don Lancaster. Okay, I won't quote exactly what their rates are, but I can say they've offered us some very low rates versus what they're charging other people just to help out the program. That's the way that budget was structured. Ideally, after 2 years, if we get enough of the word out there and people get involved, the third year without doing this advertising, it may just feed upon itself at that point and really get going like it should. Maryland has its own angler survey. They're doing very well. They have thousands of participants in that one. We need to get ours up to theirs. And that would be very nice. It would be very useful for fisheries management here. I am requesting expedited funding on this. And the reason is we would actually like to start this by July of this year. So run from July of 2012 advertising into June of 2014. And then from July 2014 into June 2015, have that be our last, that third year where we're monitoring and see if we see a drop off or if we can hold our own. At that point, we'd like to come back to the board and present a report based on how you spent the money. Okay? Just to present a report. At that, and I'll talk to you at that point about whether we think it needs to go further or what. And we, of course, if we think it needs to go further, we'll be seeking other funding sources as well. This isn't the only game in town. We, you know, we respect that. So our budget, as we put into the packet you received for print advertising, Chesapeake Angler Magazine, approximately $5,000. Fishing Tidewater, Don Lancaster Show for $4,000. And these are for 2 years in time each. And then office materials, mail-outs. We do have more of these cards in stock left, and we'd like to get them out to the angler clubs, anyone else that needs them, and try and just keep this going as much as we can. And then, of course, myself, other members of staff to speak at any of the clubs, we'll be talking to all the clubs about this again. Every time we talk to a club, we bring this up. And for the half-page ad, just so you know, it would look like this is the current design for what a half-page ad in Chesapeake County would look like, with some modifications probably at the final product. And with that, any questions?
Are we looking at a
I have a question.
That's what he's asking for.
I have a question. Joe, Marilyn, you
said... Joe, I think the question is whether or not you are requesting expedited funding and whether we have satisfied all the rules and regs to go forward tonight.
Okay. What would you like me to do at this moment?
Well, we would like staff to tell us whether or not we have satisfied all the rules and regulations to act on it tonight under expedited funding.
It's being discussed, and you could certainly open it up to take public comment. This is probably the largest public group we've had in a while, so certainly if you did that part.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
It has been posted and advertised.
Just a minute. We'll open the meeting up and receive any public comments from those in the audience that would like to speak to the item.
George, may I ask a question for a second here? Aren't all of these items requesting expedited funding subject to the same process? Because we didn't ask on any of the other ones previously to open it up to public comment.
This is the only new one?
This is only this one requesting expedited funding.
The other ones are normally they would have been in a renewal category, all the kids' events and certainly artificial reef, but this is the only one that's actually a brand new request item.
Okay. So are we voting on all of these projects under Section 4 tonight?
No.
No.
Mr. Hutchins, excuse me, my misunderstanding that Sonia and I have talked about that. Because we were had some things planned for the artificial reef program, and Mike could certainly speak to that better than I can. But we were trying to get that done in June or July. Yes, sir. So we were going to try to put out a solicitation, to look for a contractor, and without the money, we would just have to, put that on hold.
Yeah, we, as staff, I was hoping to take the things in item 4 to the commission in June.
Yep.
If you're willing to make a recommendation on those items.
If I understand you correctly, Jane, we can utilize this meeting as the open meeting or the public meeting for all of those requesting expedited funding.
I believe that you can, sir, as long as you do as you said, or maybe Sonia, and open it up to public.
Public comment,
yes,
okay.
Yes, sir. And I believe also, as Sonia advertised this, it went out like this, so people did.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then we've satisfied all the requirements.
Yes, sir. I think if this was a $4 million project, probably this wouldn't be a good idea. But as Sonia said, all of these are, all but Joe's, are just simply a renewal.
Renewals.
Yeah.
Of things y'all have approved in the past. And if you don't approve the funding, some of the fishing tournament people will probably be in a tough bind also. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone in the audience wish to speak to item E, the Virginia Saltwater Fishermen's Journal Public Outreach Project, in the amount of $10,000? Seeing nor hearing none.
George, can I ask a question on the board? Yes. Here. Did you do any follow-up with the dropouts? Because you had a noticeable drop-off, and I was curious to know if you contacted any of the people who dropped out to understand why they weren't participating any longer.
Some just lost interest, which was one of the biggest things. They just lost interest, or it was a novelty at first. The heart, that 42 or so right there at the end, that's been pretty steady participation throughout every year. They're the guys who are kind of like our game fish tagging program group, that once you're in that program, you want to be in that program, you want to do that work, and they stay with it. I mean, it's a waiting list, I understand, practically, to get in on the tagging program. It's kind of the same thing here with the 42. The others, we look at 2,900 individuals. And we'll go, well, that's a pretty good number, but actually versus the number of anglers we have out here, which is supposed to be somewhere in the hundreds of thousands number for saltwater, that's a drop in the bucket. And that means the word's just not getting out there, and we just need to get more. And I think if we get more word out there, that will then come up. There's always a novelty group that try it out, but they don't stick with it. We have that with Charter Boat Association as well in the Charter Boat Reporting. They just kind of think about it. I think this is great. And then a year later, they kind of remember to report, or they don't until you give them a little shove.
And what is the advertising reach for the publication and the three media outlets that you
Fishing identified? Tidewater itself reaches the entire Hampton Roads area over to the Lower Eastern Shore and up to at least the eastern part of Richmond.
I meant in terms of numbers.
In numbers, just in that general vicinity for radio. As far as how many they absolutely have as listeners versus how many it's available to them, I know available to them is 2.5 million.
Right, and the number that are anglers is going to be considerably less, too.
Right, and somewhere more in the tens of 100,000 range for total anglers. But we do know it's pretty well listened to across the region mm-hmm. from the number of calls that the show gets in. As far as Chesapeake Angler Magazine, it's a magazine both online. There's an online version of it and the printout version that reaches not only just Virginia but up into Maryland and some of the other states. And actually, some of those anglers we want also to be participating in this because a lot of them come to Virginia. And they sometimes will ask us, do you have a program for us to do like Maryland has? And they're not aware that we have it. We'll get those phone calls. So we feel Chesapeake Angler will get the word out even beyond just the general district down here, spread it out even further than we've been able to do.
I have a question, Joe. Since Maryland's program is so successful, have you talked to them? Have you tried to mirror what they've done?
Actually, it's kind of an interesting thing on their success. And I mentioned they have high numbers, which is that is a success on that measure. But I relate back a meeting that happened just this past February in Baltimore for the Marine Recreational Information Program, the new MREP. Okay? National Marine Fisheries Service was looking at all the online programs across the Gulf states and the Atlantic states. So they had representatives from all the states come up to Baltimore in early February and meet. And Maryland, Virginia, Connecticut, and one other northern state that had at least a multi-year program going on were asked to present information about their program. And when they looked at all the programs together, what they found was that we all had the same problem. Even Maryland, which has 4,000 contribution, to do that, they've got to go out in their survey and do hands-on chase, basically put people out in boats and target boats. Go out here and do specific advertising for this or that to even get a number. And even then, it's not that good. And what we came out of that meeting with was for the states, they looked at our web design, and everyone wanted to follow Virginia's web design. Carolina's already done it. Delaware and Jersey are going to do it. And Maryland's looking at it. We look at Maryland for their advertising, but it takes money. They're doing on-boat water surveys, specific surveys targeted at specific species, where ours is a little bit more broad and encompassing. So they're doing some things we can't do, and we're doing some things maybe a little better than they are with the design. So maybe we can mirror the two a little bit. But we can't do the on-water stuff that they do. They actually are putting surveyors out in the boat, and they're actually going from boat to boat to boat on a certain day and surveying everybody on that boat. So not even intercept survey at the dock. So it is a little different, but they've got the funding to do something we just don't have funding to do. Does that answer the question, Pete? But I will admit, I mean, it's a little bit of, you know, nice comments for us, but it was a nice thing that when we had this national meeting that the Virginia setup, at least the setup, was looked upon as being a great setup that other states want to mirror. It's just trying now to get the word out. And we're having the exact same problem other established systems that have been out here for 20 and 30 years are having, is getting the numbers up.
Can I ask you one more question?
Floor is y'all's.
Is this particular website easier to report on than the Charter Oak website to report striped bass catches?
It's similar. Seems like for some it's easier. I'm not sure. We have also built with this a smartphone friendly site that if you ever go to it with your smartphone, you actually can go into it, and once you get your password in, you can. It has a little different look to it, but it's very easy to enter efficient information right there using a smartphone now, and that's been developed. And we don't have a general idea how much use that has received yet. But it's something that even staff is still playing with a little bit, trying to make that even an improvement. And the comments that you've provided before about charter boat and stuff, we are trying to take that into account and to make it even better.
So how would someone with a smartphone know that there was an app to report?
That's the point of getting the advertisement out there. And that's one of the things, is trying to get this advertisement out there to make note that, hey, this even exists on a smartphone feature if you want to do it this way.
Because DGIF has a cell phone app, and you can do a lot of things on that.
Right. And if I I mean, tell you what, just since you asked it, if you just give me 1 minute, I'll show you. Phone is there, it is right there. That's the actual page that comes up. I put a link on my iPhone so you can get right to it. And when you go down here, right down below, you can do a lot of things. You can actually, you are here on map, it'll show you your exact location, your journal entry. When you go to your journal entry, trip date automatically comes up, your username automatically comes up. You can sit there. It has little push buttons for shore, pier, private charter, and you can just do this. And there's only a couple items where you require to do. And then after that, everything else is optional to the user. But there's a lot of that we put into this, but we also built into it, and I'll just let it catch up to itself, signal in the building. Sometimes it's a little hard to get. Journal entry, add and fish your trip. You can display your trip's entry after the fact and look at it. You can look at your book. The marine forecast is right there on this link on your smartphone if you want to pull it up quickly. The tide prediction chart comes right up. Current conditions comes right up on the smartphone app. You can go right to a recreational regulation page through that smartphone app immediately and pull it up if you're not sure if it is 16 and a half inches for flounder or not. Artificial reef map right there at the bottom is another one that's on here. So you can go right, oops, wrong one. So you can go up, you know, we promote the artificial reefs around here quite a bit too. We want them used. So the Google map will come up, and then you can, if you're a smartphone user, you know, you can zoom in, click on the spot, and look at a site specific. So if that's been built in just on the side by staff. This isn't hired out. This is just had some time. They did some work with it on the IT staff. They've been developing this as we go along. So now we just need to get the word out there. We have all this outside of the word of mouth we've already been doing. And again, we asked for expedited just from the fact that we'd like to get this going this year, at least get the first half, second half of this year included, and get the ball rolling on this. Any others on this?
Carolyn. Ms. Brown has one.
Hi. Joe, I'd like to say when I see you come up, I always get excited because you always have fresh and new ideas. And I commend you for that. And I, you know, we get the same old stuff so much. And it really is nice to see somebody who's got new and innovative ideas. And I appreciate that. I'd just like.
We thank you for that, too.
Well, I really mean it. To me, the word of mouth is so much better than seeing an advertisement in a magazine. How much are we going to the anglers clubs? But I mean, I see an opportunity to go, you know, for someone, Lewis or you or somebody, to go into anglers clubs where they can ask you questions like we are asking you questions so that they can better understand and get a grasp and see a more hands-on presentation. I think maybe if a letter went out to anglers clubs saying that this was available, I know that they are beating the bushes looking for, you know, new ideas for programs and for speakers. I think that would be, you know, something that would really help out.
I definitely want to comment on that. During these 5 years, we've actually done that. We've sent letters out. I've sent out handouts about this program. I've sent the cards out. Last year, I don't know how many anger clubs it was that John Bull, our PR director, and myself did early last year from January into April or May, trying because of the FIP coming out and trying to get that word out. And during the same meetings, we were also talking about this program and the importance of participating in this program and also the Marine Sportfish program. So we have done that to the best of our ability as for every time. We don't normally turn down appearances with angler clubs. As long as we can fit it into our schedule, we will go. This year we haven't done as many because we've been in kind of a transition here this year, so we've been trying to wait for some things to settle down so we can better answer questions about the agency when it settles down a little bit. But we have done that in the past, and so knowing we've done that in the past, that's where this idea came up. We're still going to do it. We're not saying we're not going to go to the Anglers Club and, okay, we're doing this, nothing else. No. We'll still get out to the Anglers Club. We have a, basically, Lewis and I think both have a pending visit to Peninsula Club, but we've been waiting for the changes of the spring to settle out up in Richmond before we go so we can answer those questions that come about. But we are still going to do that. We just see this as an add-on to help us get the word out. So far, it hasn't worked as well as we thought it should. But
The T-shirt that the girl was modeling in the picture, is that some? Who gets the T-shirt? Are we enticing these people to report with a T-shirt? I know when a tagged fish comes on my boat, everybody's fighting over it because they want the hat or the pin. And maybe, you know, are we offering an incentive or something?
Well, the only way we could get that emblem out on the T-shirt was we had to piggyback it with the Marine Sport Fish Collection Project, which was had the funding to handle the cost of the T-shirt.
Right.
So we didn't have a way of side funding shirts just for this program and taking away from that one. It was one of the new fresh logos we got out there. People are always going, oh, I've got that logo now. We want something else. You know, we've gone through three or four logos now. We're going to bring this one back. We think it's a pretty nice logo. It needs to come back. But in that program, we got it out there. And oh, I'll go out in events, and I'll see that shirt show up quite a bit now. Somewhere you'll see one of our shirts from that freezer program show up. A lot of tournaments they show up. So it's out there in that way. But, again, we're doing all this basically either piggybacking on other programs or just through our own efforts. And this is really our first time we requested funding from anybody to do anything like this and get more advertising out there. I do understand the concerns. I really do. But we are trying to bring this up at every time I'm from an Anglers Club, and we're trying to bring this up every time we do a radio spot. I don't know how many times in Don's show I've brought it up when we were doing regular appearances on his show. And we brought it up with Reese's show at times, too. And so, yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
First thing I'd like to say is, you know, piggyback a little bit on what Carolyn said, you know, you're doing a good job. Hint over there. Second thing is I make a motion that we approve this one to send on to the commission.
Looking for a second.
I'll second.
Second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. You're funded.
Thank you.
Bring us
Thank
some
you,
more
Joe.
Good ideas.
We will.